Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Internet
Radio Show. Now I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Give your opinion on the topic, or just call in and say hello. I don't mind. And again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Now, tonight's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax and accounting needs, call Certified Public Accounting Firm at CPA on Duty. 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I have a great show for you tonight. And if you just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, I guarantee you, you will get something out of tonight's show. Okay? Now, I promote the show, guys, on Twitter and on Facebook. So if you guys are on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. Now, if you have a Facebook account, you can go into your Facebook account and go to the top of your page there and type in the search box, type 1982 Astros Alumni. Again, you can type in 1982 Astros Alumni. The show page should come up there, and you can send us a friend request, and we'll confirm your friend request. And that way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. The show notes go out about a half hour to 45 minutes before the show starts. That way you'll have time to get in place and get on the show. Okay? Now, I've been doing something a little bit different with Facebook and Twitter lately. I've been trying to set up the show and put it out there about 2 hours early, and then it shows up again about 45 minutes to a half hour before the show starts. So that way I may get a little more exposure to some people on Twitter and Facebook and get them to listen to the show. But we're trying that, see how that idea works as far as pulling in more listeners. But we're doing fine, and we're adding listeners all the time, so don't fret, just keep listening to the show, okay? Now, tonight's episode is called The State of Georgia is Investigating Fulton County. State of Georgia investigating Fulton County. Now, before I get into the main topic, I wanted to say something real quick. I read a story online today while I was gathering my show notes. I read something online today, and it was very disturbing to me. Very weird. And this is what it was. In Pennsylvania, there was a guy in Pennsylvania. He's a club disc jockey. He's a nightclub DJ. Okay. Now this guy, they say a DJ in a nightclub in Pennsylvania broke into burglarized three guys' homes, three different guys. He broke into their homes that he, you know, earlier he had saw in the club, and this was three different incidents. Now it wasn't like he did all three that same night. One happened in 2011. Well, two happened in 2011, And another one happened just recently in 2012. Now they're thinking that there's more than just those, but these are the ones that they reporting on that he's being charged for. So this is what happened. The DJ in a nightclub in Pennsylvania, he broke into these three guys' homes after he saw them in the club. He broke into their homes, and he performed oral sex on them. Now, let's hear that again, because I had to read it like three times. A DJ in a nightclub in Pennsylvania broke into three guys' homes that he saw in the nightclub and performed oral sex on them. Now, I'll let that soak in for a minute, but now they said all three guys, you know, they woke up out of their sleep and, you know, and busted the guy, kicked him out or whatever, and called the police. Now, I don't know why this guy was still walking the street after he did it in 11, after he did it last year, and then come back and do it. He's able to do it again this year on a guy. And then they say it may be more victims out there. I mean, you know, two of the guys said that they were, one guy said that the last guy was actually at the nightclub, okay, and he followed him home or whatever, I guess, but broke into his house. But the other two guys, one guy was at a party at the DJ's house, got drunk, fell asleep, and he woke up to the guy, you know, performing oral sex on him. The other guy, he said, he was at a party with a bunch of other mutual friends, along with the DJ guy. He also drank too much. He fell asleep. It's at someone else's house now. And he woke up to the guy performing oral sex on him. I mean, just awful. I mean, I don't know. Out of my 48 years here, I guess I have heard a lot. This is my first time hearing something like this. But to break into a guy's home, for a guy to break into another guy's home and go down on him, I mean, that's something that I've never heard myself. Maybe you guys have heard it before, but I haven't. I've never heard something like this before. But I had to just put that out there. It was just, you know, awful to me. You know, my family calls me a homophobe, but, you know, that's exactly why. Things like this. I mean, I probably would have ended up pulling my gun out, shooting the guy somehow. I don't know what I would have done, but it wouldn't have been good for him. Put it like that. It wouldn't have been good for him. But anyway, that's a true story now. You guys can go out there. Anything that I say on this show, you guys go, and if you don't believe it, go in and check it out. Okay, go and check it out. Go and look up the story or whatever, and you'll see, and you'll find out for yourself if it's true or not. Okay, the call-in number to the show, guys, 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Now, something I've been doing the last few days on my show, and I'll do it at the end, but I won't do it right now. I'm sorry. But let's get into to today's topic. State of Georgia investigating Fulton County. Now, the state is probing into Fulton County elections and the errors that they've been making during the election process. Now, I got an article here that says that, you know, they've been making an array of errors. So it's not just one error, it's lots of errors. They've been putting voters in the wrong elections, declaring results to the state more than an hour late, producing data that doesn't add up. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff. And I don't know who's working in Fulton County or who's the problem with this stuff, but somewhere, somehow, these things have got to be fixed. And that's something that's turning all the voters. That's turning all the voters against the county. They don't trust the county. They don't trust the county officials. They don't trust the state officials. You know, and it's all the way through. It's from your county to the state to the federal government. All these guys and ladies are the ones who are, you know, making us feel so bad about voting and having a fair and equivalent election. Now, another thing that's been happening also with this in Fulton County is that, you know, the I think they just had an election for Fulton County Sheriff. And one of the guys that were running for sheriff, Richard Langford, he's very upset because, you know, he said there's so many discrepancies in the numbers that it's just pitiful how the county is being run. So, you know, Fulton County says that while some 690 voters in Sandy Springs and Southeast Atlanta were assigned to the wrong state senate and state house elections last week, the errors weren't enough to change the outcome of any races. Now, you know, I don't know how that can be, but that's what they're saying. But you know, Mr. Langford down there in Fulton County, who was running for sheriff, he thinks that the problem goes deeper and has requested a recount to happen on Wednesday, which was today. So I don't know. I don't really know what's happening down there. I don't. But I just think there's so many different discrepancies in all this stuff that it's almost as if you're going to have to shut down and start all over again. You know? Got to shut down and start all over again. And if you got 690 voters in Sandy Springs and Southeast Atlanta that were assigned to the wrong state senate and state house elections, I mean, that's bad. And the same kind of stuff happened not long ago in my county, where I know a guy who was running for sheriff as well. Well, he's running against a guy that's been in the sheriff office for a lot of years. And now this was last year. He's running against a guy in Douglas County, and if there's anyone in Douglas County that are listening to the show right now, you have to go out and vote in the big election. Paul Miller against Derek Broughton. You know, Derek Broughton is a friend of mine, not Paul Miller. Derek Broughton is a friend of mine. Paul Miller's been in the sheriff's office for a very, very long time. And you guys know this if you live in Douglas County. Now, they were found, you know, their office was found guilty of miscounting votes last year in the election. And they were found guilty, but that hadn't been in the news. And what I think, I think I'm gonna give Derek a call. I'm gonna contact him and see if he wants to come on the show and tell us exactly what happened. I don't want to say because I don't have all the facts in front of me. But I know that they were found guilty of doing something with the ballots, and he lost, and he should have won. So this time in the big election, guys, go out there and vote for Derek Broughton for Douglas County Sheriff. I guarantee you there'll be changes in the Sheriff's Department, and I believe he'll do a great job. Now, Paul Miller's so arrogant, and he knows that he's going to win these elections, that he doesn't even campaign. He just have people go out, put up his signs, and boom, bam, he's got everything going. Okay, and he just wins almost by default, and it's pretty wild. But in Fulton County, guys, it's just really pitiful. That the way that they're doing this, and it's bad. In addition to that, the results in Fulton County showed several of Fulton's precincts had a voter turnout greater than 100%, including one with a 23,300% turnout. Now, how can that be? How can that be? How can a precinct have a voter turnout greater than 100%? That's because people were assigned to that precinct that shouldn't have been assigned to that precinct. And that's how this stuff get all screwed up. It says that in addition to the results the results show several of Fulton's precincts had a voter turnout greater than 100%, including one with a 23,300% turnout. How does that happen? That happens because these people are assigned to precincts that they shouldn't be assigned to. How does that stuff happen? So the elections board is looking for an independent investigator to find out what went wrong. The voters deserve to know what happened, regardless of what caused it. You know, the voters deserve to know what happened. I can tell you what happened. When you got a 23,300% turnout, how does that happen? I mean, you don't even, you know, usually we hear in that most precincts had a 30, 40% turnout, not even close to 100%. But several precincts in Fulton, several show over 100% turnout. And then that included one that had a 23,300% turnout. That's just unheard of, guys. And that's why we're so upset with these county, state, and federal officials, because all this stuff is so polluted that we can barely stand it. That's why a lot of people say, why should I vote? My vote won't count. It's all set up anyway. And I'm starting to believe that they're right. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I got about 10 seconds left in the show. I appreciate you guys listening to the show. And take care and have a great day tomorrow.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, wow. Invite you to my house. Here is my number.
Let's go.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could...
Let's go.
Hey, girl.